The following program is intended for mature audiences aged 21 and over. Lo-fi. And lovely. Welcome, gentlepersons, to Kaplowitz Today, the daily Monday through Friday podcast from Kaplowitz Media. Find out more at www.kaplowitz.com. XYZ, Kaplowitz Media, Tabakiana, and Sherlockiana. Some products have been provided by companies or clients for the purpose of review. Surgeon General warning, tobacco smoke increases the risk of lung cancer and heart disease even in non-smokers. This one is for October 25th, 2021. Thanks for tuning in, gentlepersons. I'm smoking a little Nicaraguan something. Actually, I'm smoking a Toro-sized Nicaraguan something. But that's not what we're here to discuss. Before we go any further on this Monday's installment of Kaplowitz Today, I'd like to say that this is being brought to you by Debonair Cigars. Find out more about Debonair at www.debonairhouse.com. That's Debonaire House. And as such, that's the case. We'll be taking a little trip from here within Kaplowitz Media, the official Kaplowitz Media Smoke Lounge, where the smoke lamp is always lit, over on down to, up to, out to the Debonair Athenaeum, in just a little bit. It's an old Greek library. We'll be there in just a little bit, and that Debonair powered segment. But before that, I don't have much of anything. I guess it's nice to be back. Took last week off from these 2 days, but definitely did not take any of them days off. What I did was, as I mentioned here prior, laid the foundation for a rather large multimedia project, which you could find out more about, as it is the feature post over at www.kaplowitz.xyz. Kaplowitz Media, that is. So, did lots of stuff. Lots of lexography this past week. Lots of learning about the publishing game. I was going to say pub game, but that would be like checkers and darts and misleading. I like card games. That's about it. You know what? You know what? Let's just slide on over to the Debonair Athenaeum, where, gentle persons, typically I read from a selection of very smart books kept here at the old Greek library. Instead of that, and sometimes, at times, I've read my own humble words. But I want to do a little something different that sprung to mind late last night, early this morning. No, mostly late last night. And want to discuss a little something. It's Sherlockian in nature, gentle persons. I was doing at the time. I had my focus on two things. One was reading The West End Horror by Nicholas Meyer. It's a bit of pastiche. And the other was having just finished reading A Case of Identity from the Adventures of Sherlock Holmes by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. I was in the process of laying out the framework of posting a review, as I've done for the two previous installments of The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes via The Strand. So far, I think it's all been via The Strand, both UK and US. But with A Case of Identity in mind, I read The West End Horror. And the let's start with the let's go out of order. We'll go backwards, gentle persons. Reading the West End Horror I'm not a huge pastiche guy. This is one of my first actual forays into pastiche. I had heard that Nicholas Meyer was a good start. I had found myself at a local used bookstore, and I sauntered on over to the mystery section, as I'm prone to do, and I picked up, again, The West End Horror, Nicholas Meyer. And it's not bad, it's very sensational. I don't want to spoil much of anything. This book came out just a little bit ago in 1976. I'm not sure what too soon for spoilers is, but far-fetched, strangely famous names named in the book. It got something right, it got something wrong. What it got wrong is that for whatever reason, I don't like a dumb Watson, but I don't like a Watson that seems to have a leg up on a Holmes. It seems the unnatural order of things. And there was some inklings of that. And there were some inklings of like almost a befuddled Holmes, which I also don't like, because that's not right. More of like an out of place Holmes almost. I got the feeling that while Holmes was in the Victorian era when all these other famous kind of things were they only in the Victorian era? It just felt out of time. It felt out of step. It felt like Baker Street was still in a different time than the others mentioned, even if they were in the same time, which I don't know. I'm not good at linear time. But it felt out of step with itself. And it performed the greatest sin you can do in pastiche. Now, let's look now at A Case of Identity. Not the best ACD story of Holmes. It's a low stakes thing. It's a thing he seems to solve on first blush. Holmes does. It's not a fun caper kind of thing like the Red-Headed League. There's no murder. There's, like I said, minimal stakes involved. But Holmes never finds himself in trouble. And pulling in the West End Horror, Holmes finds himself in trouble. He finds himself, geez, I don't want to spoil it much, but he finds himself maybe with the plague, for Christ's fucking sake. But in the telling of just about any other bit of detective fiction, figure Spillane, what's his guy, Hammer. You pile on the protagonist, you pile on, Hammer gets shot. Hammer gets scorned by some temptress. Hammer get, or wishes he got scorned, and or Hammer gets punched, or the protagonist, the detective, gets woe upon woe upon woe piled up on him until you don't see how he could possibly have a path to victory, but then voila, he wraps it all up. Now, Holmes plays differently, is written differently. It's as if he's not the protagonist in a strange way. And it's more like justice is the protagonist. Justice is what gets piled up. And it's up to Holmes, to Sherlock Holmes, to rescue justice itself. So why does, in A Case of Identity, why does Big Fat Homely Mary, kind of dumb, kind of, just like pleasant and dim and fat. Why does she so appeal to Holmes? I'd say it's because she gives Holmes a clear path to rescuing the protagonist, which is justice. He loves, I don't say loves, Holmes doesn't love, he admires and appreciates her communication of the situation. The most dastardly part of A Case of Identity, the mom was in on it. That's what sticks in one's craw. But again, even though that's goodly over 100 years old, was I 130 years old? I don't. No spoilers. But does that make sense? As I sit here smoking this lovely Nicaraguan Puro in the quiet confines of the debonair Athenaeum, the old Greek library with all these classics, these leather-bound classics. Anyway. But what the West End Horror does get right, much to Nicholas Meyer's kudos, is there is an opportunity for Holmes to fight for justice when somebody is taken in by Lestrade, and for a very ugly reason. The murders are. Or the murderer at the time is tried to be pinned on him. So that's when Holmes was great in the West End. So if I had to thumb up or thumb down the West End horror, I'd say thumbs up. It was a fun read. Is it fantastic pastiche? There's a lot of terrible pastiche, and this isn't any of that. So, there's a lot of pastiche that I wouldn't even consider pastiche. So, yeah, go grab yourself the West End Horror. Why not? Tell them Cap sent you wherever you grab that crap from. But, that book from. But, a little more on A Case of Identity, should I? Because that's going to post in a little bit. I have to write a little bit more about that. Oh, one thing. So, I will say with the A Case of Identity, the characters are of interest, the setting, not so much. The plot, really, it's okay. And the problem is small, and the solution is really too rapid. I like to get like a little bit of a jolt when I'm following along as the cases, the adventures are coming to solve to solution. So, probably not going to be anywhere near my highest rated Sherlock Holmes short story from Conan Doyle, but still, enjoyable. It's like pizza. Even bad pizza is good pizza. Except for the first time a couple of weeks ago, I threw out a pizza after two bites. But, you know. So, I'm going to wrap it up here from the Debonair Athenaeum. And I'm going to again remind you fine gentlepersons to check out Debonair Cigars at debonairhouse.com. And I'm going to slide back in to my usual confines of the official Capitalist Media smoking lounge, where the smoke lamp is always lit. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up beyond a case of identity that's going to post sometime this week. On the 25th, when you'll be hearing this, actually, I'm recording this the 24th in full disclosure, you'll be privy to October's Cigars of the Month over at Kaplowitz.xyz. And, but bigger news than that, later in that same day, over at www.kaplowitz.xyz, Kaplowitz Media, later in the day, you'll be able to read the first excerpt from my big new unnamed cigar dictionary project. Be dropping a couple of tantalizing entries and my thoughts on them and other things, and that's what I'm going to be doing in excerpt form over at Kaplowitz Media, as that project is just getting off the ground, and I'll be doing it throughout. And if you want to find out more, you could again check it out. Most of the information I have up can be regarding the unnamed cigar dictionary project can be found on the featured post to the right of your screen. So in a way, and this is nothing new, to wrap this all up, Holmes is like, he's a superhero, man. So, don't put him in trouble. Don't make him have to be rescued against his will, Nicholas Meyer. And yeah, just interesting to me. I think that's something that the protagonist in a Holmes movie tends to be treated, what tends to be treated more like the protagonist in some ways in the Sherlock Holmes stories, in those adventures. The protagonist is often justice itself. Because Holmes, you can't touch him. I mean, when you think of it, even Moriarty ultimately didn't really put up a whole hell of a lot of fight. But www.kaplowitz.xyz. And that's why I always like to retrofit Moriarty's presence into previous tales. Have you Kaplowitzed today? Thanks.
Amazing. I didn't like that one. I didn't like that one.